Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang Liberal Party o Liberal na Partido ng Australia na kasalukuyang pinamumunuan ni Peter Dutton ang may pinakamaraming panalo sa mga halalan kumpara sa iba pang partido dito sa Australia. Habang papalapit ang eleksyon, ipinaliwanag ng partido ang kanilang kasaysayan. Ang Liberal Party o Liberal na Partido ay ang may pinakamaraming panalo sa kasaysayan sa Australia. Ito ang partido ng dalawang pinakamahabang nagserbisyong punong ministro sa bansa. Ngunit saan nga ba nagmula ang Liberal na Partido at ano ang tungkulin nila ngayon? Itinatag ang partido doong 1944. Ayon kay Dr. Jill Shepherd, isang senior lecturer mula sa Australian National University, may mga simpleng ideya sa likod ng pagtatag nito.
The Liberal Party really just formed in response to the Labor Party, and that has shaped not only sort of their history, but it also shapes where they are at the moment.
Si Sir Robert Menzies ang nagtatag ng Liberal Party, at siya ay naniniwala sa kalayaan ng individual na pumili. Ayon sa kanya, ang Labor Party ay nagmula sa kilusang union at hindi kumakatawan sa mga self-employed at middle class. Kaya't nagsama-sama ang mga tao na may mga parehong pananaw upang itatag ang Liberal Party.
The Liberal Party was conceived to represent the broad mainstream of Australia in those days, not organized labor. And it certainly wasn't designed to represent the big end of town either.
Noong 1949, nanalo ang Liberal na Partido sa kanilang unang halalan kasama ang County Party of Australia na naging dahilan upang maging punong ministro si Robert Menzies.
He was hugely successful at creating and sort of driving this sense of purpose that represented an Australian society that made sense to a lot of people, and he called these his forgotten people.
Menzies said the rich can look after themselves. The working man is often looked after by his trade union, but middle class people, small business people, professional people, farmers, artisans, those sorts of people have no one to look after them. So that was the original base of the Liberal Party.
Si Robert Menzies ay isang taga-suporta ng White Australia Policy noong 1966. Binago ng Liberal Party ang mga batas upang alisin ang mga polisiya. Ang partido ay tinuturing na mas konserbatibo kaysa sa iba, kaya't maaaring magmukhang nakalilito ang pangalan nito. Ayon kay George Brandes, hindi ito ang layunin ng orihinal na partido.
Of the various options that Menzies had in choosing the name of his new party, he avoided calling it the Conservative Party because he wasn't a conservative, he was a classical liberal.
Ngunit ayon kay Dr. Shepherd, may konserbatibong elemento pa rin sa Liberal na Partido.
There's two core streams of the Liberal Party, and one is what we would call liberal, but we often call it small L liberal. What we mean there is a genuine belief that government is not here to help you, that you are your best advocate, that you can best decide how to live your life, and the less the government does, the better. The conservative stream of the Liberal Party does think that government is okay. They're much less resistant to the idea that government can solve our problems. But what they are less happy about are things like same-sex marriage, open borders, international students. They want a smaller, quieter Australia that looks more like it did in the 1960s. It's an incredibly, at times, different set of principles that the Liberal Party is trying to manage. Under Peter Dutton, the party feels quite conservative. It feels like a party that just wants us to live quietly, does not want to rock the boat too much.
Ilan sa mga kilalang polisiya ng Liberal Party ay ang mga sumusunod. Ang pag-aayos ng paninirahan para sa mga Vietnamese refugees pagkatapos ng digma ang Vietnam noong 1976. Pagtatag ng Special Broadcasting Service o SBS noong 1987, pagpapatupad ng mas mahigpit na pagtas sa armas pagkatapos ng Port Arthur Massacre noong 1996 at paglikha ng Operation Sovereign Borders noong 2014.
What the government has done is stop the boats.
Liberalization of the economy, you know, the ability for anyone in the middle class or working class to move up in society, to own their own business. to go to university if they wish, to live the kind of life that they choose that isn't tied to their occupation or to what their parents did, they would say that that is their core achievement over the last 30 years.
Isa sa mga pinakatanyag na leader ng partido ay si Harold Holt, na kilala dahil sa kanyang pagkawala sa dagat.
Here's a news flash from the Herald Sun newsroom. An intense land, air, and sea search is continuing near Portsea's back beach for the Prime Minister, Mr. Holt.
Si John Howard ang pangalawang pinakamahabang naglingkod na punong ministro ng Australia at isa sa mga kilalang leader ng liberal na partido. Ang partido ay huling nasa gobyerno noong 2022 na pinamunuan ni Scott Morrison. Si Peter Dutton ang kasalukuyang leader at magiging punong ministro kung mananalo ang koalisyon sa susunod na halalan. Ang Liberal Party ay nakipagtutulungan sa Nationals upang bumuo ng gobyerno.
It's a functional relationship. It's a necessary relationship. The National Party, though, is a very different beast from the Liberal Party.
Ang slogan ng Liberal Party sa halalang ito ay Get Australia Back on Track, na may mga polisiya tulad ng pagtatayo ng unang nuclear reactors ng Australia, pagiging mahigpit sa krimen, pagbawas ng paggastos na hindi nararapat, kabilang ang pagputol ng public service jobs at pagbawas ng migrasyon. Paano ito tumutugma sa orihinal na manifesto ng partido? Ayon kay Dr. Shepherd, maganda ang pagkakatugma nito.
Weirdly, I think the Liberal Party is probably closer to its original party than the Labor Party is. Even though they've never had a strong sense of purpose necessarily, apart from opposing Labor, there's always been tension between Conservatives and Liberals inside the Liberal Party. That was the case in 1944 when the party was founded, and it's the case today.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Rania Yalo para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.